Good morning.
All right. Good morning. We're live on the radio here on WWIB. All right. Well, you know, I call your number. I won't give your number, but I call your number, obviously, every day. And for whatever reason, this morning, the first two times I got an operator saying that the call wasn't going to work. And then I got a busy signal. But then I noticed in that third try that I had called a wrong digit. So no morning is the same. Weird. Each morning is different.
Well, you got the right one now.
All right. Good. Very good. It's 13 and a half before 6 o'clock. The best 5 minutes of the day. Welcome to Wednesday, August 9th. How's it going?
So far, so good. Sounds like it's starting off better than yours was.
Yeah, thank you. My question of the morning for the listeners this morning, they can always react at 715-396-1670, 396-1670. I was wondering, how many people, you know, kind of lie in bed while they listen to us? You know, kind of what are you doing when you're listening to us? I mean, I'm here at the station. You're at home in your house.
Yep. Right. Yep.
And so I just wonder what the other people are doing. I mean, are you in the kitchen making breakfast? Are you, because the question arose because I kind of thought this would be the kind of conversation I think it might, maybe not today, but many days would be maybe interesting to hear just kind of a couple of guys. We called it kind of from the outset here a few years back, kind of a consecrated devotional, kind of a consecrated conversational devotional, right?
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, and, you know, I what would be wonderful is to have everybody sitting around a table drinking coffee and having conversations like this.
Correct, yeah. Trying to expand the conversation beyond just the two of us, for sure. All right, well.
Right.
We've got Galatians to get to and Jeremiah on the way. In fact, I was at Tacos and Prayer last night and somebody said, who's the crying prophet in the Bible? It's Jeremiah, which is where we're at today, the weeping prophet.
Also Larry's favorite prophet.
Absolutely. And wasn't he? Now, Larry was also Soren Kierkegaard. And this whole book, 66 Love Letters, that term comes from Kierkegaard. But wasn't he? He also had Jeremiah as a favorite, I think. So.
That wouldn't surprise me from what little I know of Kierkegaard. I think that would make sense to me. But,
Boy, the hardcover on my book is starting to fall off a little bit. That's how I use this book is. So, all right.
That's a good sign.
All right. It's Jeremiah today is there is water in the well. And so from the epilogue of 66 Love Letters, how does... Larry, imagine the Lord unpacks Jeremiah in a paragraph this way. As you choose to obey me, I will often seem absent. Following me makes your life harder, not easier, than walking away from me for a time. And during that time, my spirit will always provide what you need to press on to trust me when everything falls apart. Jason?
Yeah, there. You know, I've definitely felt seasons. I know you've felt seasons where everything just seems hard. And it thinks, and you know, I think for sure, well, following God shouldn't be this difficult, but it can feel that way. And, you know, and I think whatever increases our thirst for God is to our benefit, right? And I think God allows those things.
Yeah, it comes back time after time after time to that relationship with God. Yeah, for sure. So
right.
All right, today we've got Galatians chapter 5, 16 and 17. Not too bad. Go ahead.
Nope. And it says, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you are not free to carry out your good intentions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here's how Jason tackles that in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, which is about the size of an old phone book, if you remember that. Beloved, I know the conflict between fleshly desires and godliness rages within you. I like the use of rages. You try to muster the discipline for righteousness by your power, which is a recipe for failure. Instead, remind yourself that my spirit dwells within you, encouraging, counseling, and praying for you. When you align your heart to my spirit, the desire to chase after fleshly desires will diminish. Your flesh wars against the spirit, but the spirit also battles against your flesh. Allow him to win those daily battles. Kind of interesting on a Wholeness Wednesday to talk about these things that have to do with the integration you talked about, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I think this idea... I think sometimes we forget as Christians that we've been given a new heart and that God's spirit dwells within us and that if we can quiet ourselves a little bit and pay attention, we are given counsel and we are given encouragement and to listen for that regularly.
Absolutely. Great stuff. Again, Galatians 5, 16, 17. Well, I'm glad I reached you, and we'll hopefully do it again tomorrow.
Me too.
There we go. Thanks. Win It Wednesday on WIP.
Yes, and we've got a great prize once again, Hava.
Yeah, that's right. Midwest Unity Fest. How'd you like a all-access pass for the terrific three-day event? We've got it for you this morning. That's a $40 value.
Yeah, August 18th through the 20th, headliner Consumed by Fire, Seventh Day Slumber, Remedy Drive going to be there, comedian Darren Streble and others. So full event tickets for Midwest Unity Fest in Unity, Wisconsin can be yours if you can answer our mystery song question here at 715-723-2555 if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days. And Halvo, again, we are looking for artist and song title. Usually folks like to guess the artist first, and you can always do that, kind of go halfway.
That's right. So, again, we've had 50 years of broadcasting. We'll celebrate that, our big event coming up at Riverfront Park on August 26th. But in the meantime, that's a lot of artists. So we'll play you 1 second of a song. And go ahead and tell us what artist it is and eventually what song is what.
All right. So without further ado, here you go. It's not a lot. It's not a lot.
You know, it was a half a second. I upped it to 7/10 of a second.
7/10 of a second because he is feeling generous on a Win It Wednesday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. We need first the artist, then the song title. The artist, then the song title. If you want to switch those around, you can, but I feel like it's easier to just guess an artist first.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you already know who it is. 715-723-2555. One song, 1 second, or one song, 7/10 of a second for Midwest Unity Fest tickets.
We know some great folks out there. Mark Potras, Rich Wall, Tanya Wall. They've shown their ability to really figure things out with very little to deal with.
And that's kind of what makes it fun. We want to make it a challenge for you. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. We've got our first caller coming up again. Here it is again. Who could that be? Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
This is Josiah from Withy.
Hey, Josiah, what do you think?
Is it Running Home by Cochran and Company?
Is this Running Home by Cochran and Company? Halva, what did I say right before we started
this?
You said
somebody's going to guess the song from Cochran and Company.
And I also said they'd be incorrect, as you are, Josiah, but thank you so much for trying, because yes, it is reminiscent of the song Running Home by Cochran and Company, but it is not.
That would have been too easy.
But great guess, because again, you know your song intros. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Riley. I'm from Eau Claire.
Hey, Riley.
Go ahead. I think it's Maverick City Music, I Thank God.
Maverick City Music, I Thank God. I was looking at playing that, actually. Well, is this Mav City?
It is not.
It is not. Thank you, Riley from Eau Claire. Try again. 715-723-2555. 1 song, 1 second for Midwest Unity Fest tickets. So it's not Mav City. It is not Cochran and Company. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Who wants to go see Consumed by Fire at Midwest Unity Fest? Absolutely love their music. First Things First is such a huge hit. We'll see if we can get some of their music on later this hour as well. 715-723-2555.
Yeah,
here we go. That's what we're giving you. We need the artist and the song title. Artist and song title. But you probably want to start off with just trying to figure out what the artist is if you have no clue now.
Mm-hmm.
715-723-2555. Barring any further guesses as you're thinking about that, we'll get back to the music here with Banner of Love by Illuminate. And we'll give you another chance in about 20 minutes here on the WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. We got to get somebody to Midwest Unity Fest coming up August 18th through the 20th in Unity, Wisconsin.
Win It Wednesday, round two on the WIB Wake Up Show for this August 9th.
Yes, your chance to win tickets to Midwest Unity Festival in Unity, Wisconsin, coming up August 18th through the 20th. Headline Friday Night Howl by Consumed by Fire. We're talking off the air. Man, they are going to be a lot of fun to see live. Absolutely.
Boy, their back-to-back songs, outstanding. Their latest one, Walking with Jesus, terrific.
Yeah, so 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Mystery Artist is the game on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. So you need to name the artist and the song title. If you just want to guess the artist first, that is totally fine. That's what we're giving you. 1 song, 1 second, more like 7/10 of a second today. But it started off less than that, and then Halvo lengthened it.
Yeah, because Last week we got it up to 7 seconds and somebody was able to track it down. So this is what you get. This
we're
is what you
seven
get, people.
Tenths. Here you go. Who is that mystery artist this morning celebrating WWIB's 50 years? It could be an artist from, again, the last year or two. It could be an artist from 49 or 50 years ago. It could be an artist that's endured throughout many of those years and decades. You never know. But you have to call us at 715-723-2555 and guess. You can start off with just the artist, and then we'll figure out the song title.
Yep.
Who could it be? 715-723-2555.
Yeah, it'd be great to go to Midwest Unity Fest August 18th through the 20th, Consumed by Fire, that Friday night headliner, and then Seventh Day Slumber on Saturday night.
We were debating on giving a clue, and I think we can give a clue initially here. 715-723-2555 as you dial here. And here's the thing. I see someone calling. Should we give a clue before they guess?
Well, sure. Go ahead.
All right. So the clue we're going to give you is... it is a solo artist. So this is not a group. This is a solo artist. A solo artist.
Okay.
All right. There, we've given you the clue. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Christine Eau Claire.
All right, Christine from Eau Claire. And again, we just said this is a solo artist. It's not a group. We'll give it to you one more time here. All right. Who is that? Start with the artist, then name the song title.
Is it Cochran?
Cochran and Company? Yeah, we had that earlier because it is reminiscent of their song Running Home, but it's not Cochran and Company. We can give you another guess here, and again, it's a solo artist. Can you think of a solo artist off the top of your head?
No. Colton Dixon?
Colton Dixon. All right, good job guessing. It's not Colton Dixon, but thank you, Christine. You can call again, 715-723-2555, 723-2555 for tickets to Midwest Unity Fest. You can see Consumed by Fire, Remedy, Drive, Seventh Day Slumber, and others, but it's not any of those, and it is a solo artist, not a group. Again, that's coming up in Unity, Wisconsin, 723-2555, Abel.
Yeah, we're excited to have a group-breaking change tomorrow, but this is a solo artist, a solo artist. So,
think of all the solo artists we play here at WWIB. This is a solo artist, and I would say one that you and I very much enjoy as well.
Terrific artist.
723-2555, 723-2555. We're giving you just under 1 second. Who could it be for two tickets to Midwest Unity Fest? Even if you have no clue, you can just guess solo artists and we'll figure this out together. And eventually, someone will be going away to see Consumed by Fire, Remedy, Drive, Seventh Day Slumber, comedian Darren Streblo, and more.
The WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday, round 3.
Yes, it is Mystery Song Day today as we celebrate WWIB's 50 years. This could be an artist from anywhere in that time span. Again, you can go back to the 70s. It could be recent. It could be spanning years or decades in between. We're giving you 1 second. In fact, we'll just play it right now. Mm-hmm. That's what we're giving you. You need to name the artist and the song title. We've given a clue. We're going to give another clue as well, and we'll give you the incorrect answers to really try to make sure we get a winner this time for those Midwest Unity Festival tickets.
Now, yeah, that's what we got. Midwest Unity Fest, you got the two-day pass that gets you in $40 for the whole 3 days, actually, August 18th through the 20th, and Consumed by Fire, the Friday night headliner. So a terrific event there in Unity, Wisconsin. Okay, so... we've already said it is a solo artist. We're going to now say it is a female solo artist.
A female solo artist. WWIB Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, 715-723-2555. You can start with just naming the artist. That's okay. We're going to need the artist and song title, but this is a female solo artist. So not a group, not a female lead singer. This is a female solo artist for those Midwest Unity Festival tickets. Again, Consumed by Fire is the headliner. Seventh Day Slumber, a co-headliner there. Also Remedy Drive, comedian Darren Streblo, The Letter Black, Ignescent, and many more. In Unity, Wisconsin, at the Monster Hall Event Grounds, monsterhallevents.com to get tickets. But first, if you want to get those tickets for free, $80 value for two full event tickets. What female solo artist is this? And then name her song. 715-723-2555.
You know, we could shorten it up and just say name the artist at this point.
Well, what do we have the incorrect answers so far?
Yeah, we do.
And again, I don't know that that really helps people because we're just saying female solo artist.
Right.
So,
and so we didn't have any female solo artist guests so far. Cochran and Company, Maverick City Music, Colton Dixon, Herb Alpert, and Stephen Curtis Chapman.
715-723-2555. Sure, let's make sure we get these into your hands. So if you can name the artist, just start ratcheting off female solo artist names. We'll give you the chance to win. Because Win It Wednesday, the goal is for people to win on a Wednesday. 715-723-2555. If you want those tickets for you or you want to bless someone else with them, again, it's going to be a great event in Unity, Wisconsin, August 18th through the 20th. So name the mystery artist. We're not even going to make a name of the song anymore. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Think about it. Who could that be? What female solo artist is it? We've got someone willing to call and guess. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mr. Fortier, Louis Fortier from La Crosse.
Hey, Louis.
Hey, Louis from La Crosse. I love the alliteration, my friend. That is fantastic. Female solo artist, that's all we need. Louis, go ahead.
Probably Lauren Daigle, because you play a lot of her music.
Probably Lauren Daigle. We do play a lot of Lauren Daigle. Is this Lauren Daigle? Louis from La Crosse says Lauren.
And Louis's wrong.
In a way, Louis.
Yeah.
In a way, it's not right, but in a way, you're actually close, right, Halvo? In a way.
Yeah, he's right.
Just by the sound.
He's on the right track.
By the sound of Lauren, you're actually quite close.
Wow, you're really.
So call back, Louis, 715-723-2555. I want to see someone win these tickets right now because I want you to enjoy these. You to enjoy this Midwest Unity Festival.
Yeah, Caleb gave a big hint there.
This is about as big a hint as I can get.
The actual correct answer of the artist sounds like, her first name sounds like Lauren, but is not.
It's a female solo artist, and sounds like Lauren. Sort of.
Did play Lauren Daigle's new one earlier. It's been a great song.
715-723-2555. We'll give you one more chance to get this. 723-2555. If you can figure it out. Maybe we've just given so many clues that we're kind of being obtuse now.
I'm just
going
to go ahead and say, the actual artist, her first name does start with L.
Yes. So there you go. It's a female solo artist, and her name starts with L. And in a way, it sounds very similar to Lauren. So think about that. Think about that. And give us a call as soon as you figure it out. Now, we've been playing Mystery Song on this Win It Wednesday. Mystery Song, Mystery Artist. We told you it's a solo artist, told you it's a female artist. And then we said her name starts with L. And in a way, it's very close to Lauren. And it is...
It is Laura Story.
Laura Story. And Annette from Mondovi, I believe, was the first one to get it, Havo. It's Laura Story. The song is called Great God Who Saves. We'll play it in just a moment so you can say, I've heard that one before. But Annette said, you know what, I'm not going to be able to go to Midwest Unity Fest August 18th through the 20th. And she said, I want to pass them along to someone else. So I'd say, you know what, give us a call right now. Call or text if you're able to go. And first one through, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. If you can come pick up these tickets, and I'm seeing someone calling right now who would like them, we will send you to Midwest Unity Festival to enjoy Consumed by Fire, Seventh Day Slumber, comedian Darren Streblo, Remedy Drive, and so many more. Here is that mystery song and artist, Laura Story, Great God Who Saves.
Well, speaking of delicious things to drink, like an apple pie shake at A&W, for years, I loved waking up in the morning and having, I put a little Swiss Miss hot chocolate in a cup, and then put some Java, some coffee in there. Somebody called it and said, that's your poor man's mocha, and that was fine with me. I have recently kind of cut back on that just to try to lower the sugar usage, but apparently maybe I should think twice because it's good for your health.
Science is telling you go ahead and have that hot chocolate, Halvo.
They are. According to multiple studies, Caleb, drinking 2 cups of hot cocoa, I would try to limit myself. Sometimes I would splurge, but drinking 2 cups of hot cocoa per day may have cognitive benefits and improve blood flow in the brain.
This is cool. One study published in the medical journal Neurology,
which you read regularly.
I do. Found that seniors who drank 2 cups of hot cocoa a day for 1 month performed better on thinking and memory tests than those who didn't. Do you consider yourself a senior at this point?
You know, I'll take it wherever I can get it. At 59, I do qualify in some places.
You get those discounts in some places.
Right. You realize the benefits. Brain imaging also showed cocoa drinkers had better blood flow in the brain.
Another study found that flavanols, a type of nutrient in cocoa, can improve blood oxygen levels in the brain and are linked to cognitive benefits. So I'd say drink up in one of those new WWIB 50th anniversary mugs and then you're all set. Good as gold.
I have been joining and Kat Morgan recently on the Fierce Freedom podcast. We're going to record another one today. She has told me that her dad enjoys a little cocoa in the morning as well. And he's a doctor.
Yes. So. Yep. Smart guy.
Yeah.
So there you go. There you have it.